Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Adrian Ross Show. I'm Adrian, and I'm so glad that you are tuned in to the Adrian Ross Show on the BMG Network. That is thebmgnetwork.com. I'm going to start this episode, as I have been doing, with a review on Apple Podcasts. This one is from Jenny Ferguson, and Jenny writes, "Thought-provoking. The Adrian Ross Show has quickly become my favorite podcast. Her show has challenged me to not settle for status quo, but instead to think for myself. I look forward to her show each week and recommend her podcast to anyone who wants to listen to a wide variety of topics for both entertainment and self-growth." Thank you so much, Jenny. I appreciate that. I am so grateful every time someone takes the time to leave a review, and I'll ask that you do the same. If you would go to Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you are able to leave a review and a rating, I would greatly appreciate it. I have people who will reach out to me privately at times and tell me that they're enjoying the podcast, and I love it. I'm so grateful for it. I just ask that you go a step further. If you really enjoy the podcast, would you just take a moment and leave a review? It would be so helpful. So leave a review for the Adrian Ross Show. I'm glad you let me know you love it, but would you also put that in writing? That would be wonderful. Okay, let's jump in today to this episode. This episode is sure to get us fired up. At least I hope it does. You know, as a Christian, I have become aware over the years, it's not new, but I have become aware through experiences that people love to throw someone's Christianity in their face. What does that mean? What does it mean to throw Christianity in someone's face? Well, there are always people who like to weigh in on your measurement in terms of how Christian you really are. And, you know, it's fascinating to me that in this time of going through this pandemic and going through the conversations about mask mandates and mandatory vaccines and all this other stuff, that has come up again. And I'm not surprised, but I'm bothered. And so we're going to talk about that today. If you've been following the news the last several days or so, you know that there's been talk about reinstating mask mandates, and not just talk about it, I mean, it's happening. Reinstating mask mandates and people losing jobs and not being able to go to school, to enroll in college, if they're not vaccinated. I mean, there's a whole lot going on. I said from the beginning, I'll say it again, there's a definite agenda behind all of this for many people. And it is absolutely troubling. What's also troubling is the loss of freedom in this country. We're now talking about arresting people who don't wear masks. You may have heard of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's new rule in the House, and that is that they need to wear, that they meaning office staff and also members of the House, they're supposedly they have to wear masks at all times indoors or risk the Capitol Police arresting them. And there's been some back and forth. They're trying to walk that back and who said it, who didn't say it. Bottom line is it was said, and that is that people will be arrested if they don't comply. What in the world? Like, are you absolutely serious here? That you, with your vaccinated self, are so trusting, I say that sarcastically, in the vaccine that you want people arrested who don't wear a mask. I don't get it. What happened to follow the science? We have all this follow the science stuff. Some of these people, I'm not one of them, have gotten vaccinated, and yet everybody else still wants people to wear 1, 2, 3 masks or more. forever. It's utterly ridiculous. Okay, so school's supposed to start soon, and they still want our children all masked up, all, you know, all the time. This is out of hand. And I know you're going to talk about the Delta variant. You're going to talk about this. You're going to talk about that. I still come back to this. It's ridiculous. And nobody in their right mind wants to spend the rest of their life in a mask, especially when the science is all, people are all over the place in terms of the science. Either you follow the science or you don't. Either way, this is absolutely out of control. And here's the deal. I don't care if you want to get vaccinated, that's your business. I've said it 100 times. If I said it once, I said it 100 times. Adults are adults. Grown folks are grown folks. They can choose for themselves. Okay. What they want to do for them and for their families. Same thing with, you know, the thing with the mask, the thing with the vaccination. I mean, people should do what you want to do, but I expect the same respect. Okay. But here's my deal about why I brought up being a Christian. And that is, you get people who want to say that if you were really a Christian, you wouldn't mind wearing a mask because otherwise you're not humane. You're not Christian. You're not compassionate. So you, as a Christian, should really not be so hostile. Now, mind you, hostile is defined by somebody else's idea of what you're supposed to believe. So if you don't agree with this mask them up forever, then you're not a Christian because you're not humane. You're not compassionate. And so the compassionate Christian thing would be to keep your mouth shut and just go along with everybody and conform to what they want you to do and bow down to their fear or their control or whatever's driving those particular people. You've got people who are absolutely terrified. Therefore, they want you to pay for their terror. And then you've got people who somehow think that the mask is the answer to everything, even with their vaccination. And if you don't agree or if you speak up, then you're not a Christian. And I reject that outright. Outright. It is a control tactic for many people. It's like the sit down and shut up thing. It's like when, you know, when you use racism, when you want to shut someone up, you just resort to calling them a racist. Because if you resort to calling them a racist, oh my goodness, they're going to shut up because who wants to be called a racist? It's a control tactic for many people. And too often Christians fall for that. So they say nothing. And they watch this country being taken over by control freaks who are unconstitutional. And that's just, I mean, unconstitutional at the best I can say about it. So we're supposed to, as Christians, just do what everyone wants us to do. In a conversation online recently, someone voiced, and I have respect for this person, someone voiced the fact that they didn't like that people were saying you're forced to wear a mask. They're frustrated with that idea of people saying I'm forced to wear a mask. Their mindset is you're not forced to wear a mask. You don't, you know, get another job. If your job wants you to wear a mask and you don't want to wear a mask, get another job. If you don't want to wear a mask, then stay in the house. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Let's backtrack on this. So if I don't want to wear a mask, I'm supposed to stay in the house. Because you want me to wear a mask. So again, if I don't want to wear a mask, then I should just stay in the house. But it's not the other way around, that if you think everyone should wear a mask, but everyone won't comply, you should stay in the house. So maybe since you're the one who has the issue, maybe the compassionate thing for you to do is for you to stay in the house and show compassion on your own self and your own fear. I don't get why it's my responsibility to stay in the house or to get another job because the rest of y'all are scared or whatever it is. I mean, whatever your issue is. But I got to be a Christian And that means I have to bow to what you want me to do. And if I speak out, then I'm not humane and I deserve to be locked up. According to, I guess, Nancy Pelosi or whoever came up with this brilliant idea. I feel like Blair from Facts of Life. I've just come up with another of one of my brilliant ideas. No, your idea is off the hook. So I just want to say to Christians, if we allow ourselves to fall into that control tactic, then we're not going to do our part in terms of rising up, not talking about violence, but rising up, finding a way to say no. I don't have all the answers to how we're going to do that, but I'm telling you that the goal is absolute takeover. And if we are silenced, we're not going to be able to help to try to stand up for freedom and for common sense. It's not, I am so sorry for anyone who has lost anyone during this pandemic. People have died. Now, the numbers do not justify the absolute insanity around this. We already know that. But for one person who loses one person, it's a painful thing. And so I'm so sorry for anyone who's lost one person, even one person, because every person matters. Every life is important. But that can't dictate what is true. And it's really difficult to have a conversation like this with people who have lost people, because they're being controlled by their emotion. So their emotion says, you know what, don't tell me that people shouldn't wear a mask because, you know, I've lost such and such. And whenever you start dealing with people who have suffered loss, then all rationale goes out the window. But here's the deal. Your loss can't dictate what is true. So even though your loss is great, that can't control me in terms of what I know is right and what I know is overreach. And here's the deal. Whether you agree with people that people should get vaccinated or shouldn't get vaccinated, whether you agree that people should wear masks or not wear masks, surely you don't believe that people who don't do those things should be locked up. I mean, that's just insane. I'm just saying, okay? And what's also insane would be to allow some of these people to try to silence Christians and control Christians because of their definition of what humane and Christian and compassionate, you know, their definition of those things. No, I'm not going to be controlled by your definition, and you're not going to use that to shut me up. I understand the game. I've seen it. It's been used forever. Not falling for it. And these same people, I just want to say to them, listen, did you think Jesus was a wimp? Did you think that Jesus went in a corner and didn't speak sharply and didn't stand up for truth? He did. I mean, it's actually kind of comical at times. If you would just look at the Bible and see how Jesus, God in the flesh, the manifestation of love, was not, as we say, lily-livered and weak-kneed, he spoke up. Notice how he talked to the Pharisees at times. Let's look at some of the things that Jesus said. Okay, for those people who want to say that if you absolutely feel like you shouldn't have to wear a mask, and if you absolutely feel like you should not have to be vaccinated, or no one should have to be vaccinated, and you know, but if that's wrong for you to speak out because you're not being a Christian, I mean, imagine listen what Christ himself said. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. I mean, we can't even count the times. I can't give it off the top of my head. The times when he called them hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites. Okay. Here he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You are like whited sepulchers, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Oh my goodness. Jesus would have to turn in his Christian card, according to some people, because he called it what it was. He called them hypocrites, 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 whited sepulchers. I mean, he had the insults down. And I'm not saying his heart was mean and evil. In fact, that's my point. He's speaking the truth. He wasn't weak. But if we speak the truth and say, you know what? You're not following the science. You're being a hypocrite. Then we're not being Christian because we're not just agreeing with them. Because that's what they mean. They want you to agree with them. But man, he said, you're full of dead men's bones. There are times when he said, you serpents, you generation of vipers. I mean, he done straight out called them snakes. Generation of vipers, serpents, okay? And we've got some of these so-called leaders who fall into that category. And me calling that out is not hypocritical. It doesn't mean I'm not a Christian because I don't bow down to your mindset where you want to control how I think and what I believe. Even when it comes to something like masks and vaccination, if I don't agree with you, then I'm not a Christian. It's a good thing I don't get my righteousness from you. I get my righteousness from Christ. He's declared me righteous. And it doesn't depend on whether or not you like what I have to say. Now, I don't think I should be ugly and nasty about it. But sometimes you got to just speak up. And sometimes it's not going to tickle people. In fact, in a situation like this that's full of emotion, it's definitely not. But Jesus, when it was time, he spoke sharply. You serpents, you generation of vipers, man, they couldn't handle Jesus. Because most of the Christians I know aren't trying to be mean and evil spirited and all that other stuff. They're just standing up. They understand there's an agenda. And honestly speaking, I got to just say this. I don't understand how anybody can't sense in the spirit that there's an agenda going on here. That the loss of some of these freedoms and the embrace of this, the fear and the media playing. I don't understand how you don't see that there, that discern in the spirit. Something is going on here that's more than meets the eye, that is beyond the natural realm, that is something in the spirit that's taking place. Don't mean to get all deep on you, but I'm telling you, there's more here. And then if Christians don't stand up, we should all be standing up. But if Christians can't discern that, I got to wonder. Jesus also said, these are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withers without fruit. This is the part that I really wanted to get to. Without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I said, you know, when Jesus says you're twice dead, plucked up by the roots, you're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And why am I sharing those particular scriptures? Because it just puts the kibosh on these mindsets that if you're a Christian, then you're going to think like me. If you're a Christian, you're going to agree to wear a mask for the rest of your life, and you're going to sit down and shut up, and you're not going to speak out against it. If you're a Christian, you're going to let your children go to school where they got to wear masks all the time, breathing in that stuff. And we know some of these experts say these masks are not healthy. They're not healthy for any of us. And then these kids are sitting there all day trying to play, trying to go to physical education, go to PE class, trying to breathe. Can't see their smile on their faces. I heard one person say before, I mean, and you want us to just say nothing. And so if we go to a board meeting and we speak out about it, if these parents do that, then oh my goodness, you're supposed to be a Christian. How do you not want to wear a mask for the benefit of all? How do you not want to be vaccinated? You shouldn't even be allowed to leave the house, some of these people are saying. How do you not want to be vaccinated? It's your Christian duty. Really? Is it my Christian duty? If I'm a parent, I'm not a parent, but you know, as a, if I'm a parent and I'm like, you know what, I want my kid to be able to breathe. Is it my Christian duty if, as an individual, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not getting the vaccine. Whether aborted fetal tissue was used in the vaccination or in the testing of it, I'm not feeling that. So no, that's not happening. Or if I feel like, you know what, this is an experiment. This was released for emergency purposes. There are no long-term studies that have taken place. People have died and are dying. And while I feel like it's your right to do what you want, I'm not doing it. I mean, if that's how I feel, and I'm not a Christian because I don't care about spreading the coronavirus, really. And if I don't agree with you, then I'm really not a Christian. Listen, Christians, in this time that we're living in now, it is essential that you understand what your place is, the authority that you have in Christ, the rights that you even have as an American, and who you are, and not be pushed in a corner because someone else doesn't deem you Christian enough, because it is your humane, Christian, compassionate responsibility to just do what everybody else wants you to do. Absolutely not. We're going to speak the truth in love, as the Bible says. And sometimes you're just not going to like it. And when it's all said and done, I'm still a Christian. Even if you think that my actions or lack thereof disqualify me, my approval comes from the Lord. And I'm not going to be silenced. Now, there are things that the Lord might say, you know what, Adrian, keep your mouth shut on this. Don't say anything. And then I have to obey that. And there are other things I have the liberty to speak up. And some things God's called me to, I have the responsibility to speak up. But your decision about whether or not I'm a Christian is not going to control me. Okay? We're finding out that vaccinated people are spreading this thing. And yet, you know, we don't want to talk about that, because that doesn't fit the agenda. It's not happening. We're not going to be controlled by that. Absolutely not. And we're still going to know that we're Christians. Whether they think we're not, whether they think we are, we get our identity from the Lord. And so I had to speak on it. And if this pertains to you and you need to do some soul searching, then you do some soul searching, especially if you're out there trying to be the Christian police. And then if you're a Christian who's hiding in a corner because you don't want to be called a non-Christian or a hypocrite or a fake Christian, and you're allowing yourself to be controlled, you've got to get out of that also. I'm not getting my definition from you about what being a Christian is, because you want me to agree with your agenda. Not happening at all. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to allow him to speak to my spirit. And that is where I'm going to get my direction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is kind of blunt, kind of to the point, but it's necessary. We're living in crucial times, and there's a lot on the line, and I need the Lord's direction. And that doesn't come from people who just want to control. Not happening. I hope that we don't stay divided on this issue of vaccination and unvaccination, masks and non-masks. But that's a tall order, and it does require prayer. It absolutely does. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com. Also, check out my other platforms. We have adrianrosscom.com, adrianrossacademy.com, and adrianrosscolumn.com. You may also email me at adrianrosscom@gmail.com. In addition to The Adrian Ross Show, of course, we have some more great podcasts on the BMG Network. We have the Ken and Mike Show, which comes to you live on Tuesday evenings on Facebook Live. We have the Ken Burns Show. That's a podcast. We have Set Apart with KC, another podcast. We also have the Pac-Man podcast. And we have Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen. So much going on the BMG Network. You can check us out there and also major podcast platforms. And again, please leave a review and a rating. We would much appreciate it. I will catch you next time on the Adrian Ross Show. God bless you abundantly. The Adrian Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly. You don't want to miss even one episode.